This week, we're talking about something that's been in the news a lot lately, data breaches. Joining us now, social media strategy expert Scott Kleinberg, who is with us to help us understand so we can better protect ourselves. Scott, good morning. Before we get into this, remind us again exactly what a data breach is and why it's so important for us to talk about this.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. So a data breach is when someone gets unauthorized access to sensitive or confidential information, like your personal details or passwords. And it can happen in several ways. It could be from a cyber attack. It could be hackers using malware. There's those phishing emails, or someone guesses your weak password to break into a system. Other times, it's an accident, like an employee sending information to the wrong person, or you lose your device that has sensitive data. But whether it's intentional or it's accidental, the result's the same. Your private information is exposed to people who shouldn't have it.
And that's scary stuff. Recently, we began hearing about one of the largest data breaches in history with billions of passwords exposed. So if your personal details or passwords have been exposed, what does it actually mean? Because you get those letters and it often says words to the effect that you may have been exposed.
And the thing with those letters is after a while, you're just like, oh, another letter.
Yeah.
But important, because if your information is exposed, it does mean that cyber criminals may, that's true, have access to your login credentials. And it could be one thing or many things. It could be username, could be email, password. And then they can try to use this information to access your accounts, steal your identity, or even commit fraud. And sometimes they might sell your information on the dark web to other criminals.
Is there a way to know for sure, to find out if your information has been caught up in one of these breaches?
There's actually a few ways to find out, and companies are supposed to notify you if your data was involved in a breach, thus those letters. But sometimes that notification comes late or not at all. You can use free online tools. There's one called Have I Been Pwned, which is to check your email address or username, and you can find out if you've been compromised in any known breaches, and it's actually quick and easy to use.
Did you say pwned?
Yeah, it's really funny. It's spelled P-W-N-E-D, and it's pronounced pwned, and it rhymes with owned, and it's an old term that has to do with, like, gamers, like, from years ago, and it kind of got drafted into this whole area of the internet.
Pwned, okay. All right, let's say you check and you find your information is out there somewhere. What should you do right away?
Well, I'd say the most important thing is act quickly. Change your password for any account that might be affected, your email, social media, definitely your banking accounts. If you've used the same passwords on multiple sites, change those too, because cyber criminals will try to use your password on other accounts, so you really want to make each password unique.
And what if you can't remember all the accounts you have or which ones might be at risk?
I'd say that, you know, that's a common thing. And one way to keep track is make a list of all your important accounts and update your passwords for each one. You can use a password manager, and you know that's a secure app that lets you create and store strong, unique passwords for your accounts. I'd say that's much safer than using the same password everywhere, for sure, or writing them down somewhere.
Two-factor authentication is a big thing now when it comes to data breaches and protecting yourself. Talk about that a little bit, Scott.
Yeah, sure. So you might see it as 2FA, same thing, two-factor authentication, and it adds an extra layer of security to your account. So after you enter your password, you'll be asked for a second piece of information. Could be a code sent to your phone, or it could be something generated by another app that you go into. So even if someone gets your password, they wouldn't be able to access your account without that second code.
And so besides all that, are there other ways to protect our accounts?
Oh, yeah. You probably started to hear a lot about passkeys. We've talked about those. We actually started talking about them, I think, last year. Passkeys are a new way to log in that's more secure than passwords, because instead of typing a password, you use your phone or another device to confirm your identity, like through visual ID or touch ID. And passkeys are resistant to phishing and can't be stolen like passwords can. Now, they're not available everywhere yet, but they're growing, and where they are, they're a great option.
continuing with digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg. We're talking about passkeys. Scott, is there an option to use a passkey? If there is one, we'll know about it, won't we?
Yeah. Usually, excuse me, that comes in the form of a pop-up that says something like, would you like to create a passkey? Or a passkey is available for this website. And if you do see that, you definitely want to take advantage.
All right. Knowing all of this, how can we protect ourselves from identity theft?
Well, if your sensitive information, like your social security number or your credit card details, if those are exposed, you should monitor your accounts closely for any suspicious activity. You should work with your credit card company or companies to get a copy of your credit report. You can also consider placing a fraud alert or a credit freeze on your credit reports, and that can make it harder for someone to open new accounts in your name.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who freeze their accounts. Then you have to just remember to unfreeze if you need to, right?
Yeah. If that happens, yeah, you definitely want to be, you definitely want to do that, yeah.
It's interesting stuff, Scott. Talk about the steps we should take to protect ourselves before a breach happens.
I would say in that case, the best defense is to be proactive. You want to use unique, strong passwords for each account. You should change them regularly. You should enable two-factor authentication wherever possible. Use a password manager like we talked about to keep track of everything, and always be cautious about sharing personal information online or responding to suspicious emails or messages. Those simple steps can make a big difference.
A lot of people, I guess for various reasons, mainly to remember their passwords, use the same ones. And you always say your credit card account, Netflix account, and other accounts, you should never share the same password, should you?
Absolutely. And I'll keep saying it because while it's convenient to use a password you know across multiple sites, remember, passwords are not made to be easy to remember, and they should not be convenient. That's why we have password managers. And sadly, it's also why we have data breaches, because we tend to make things easier for the hackers.
And what about people who run a small business or help manage accounts for maybe a community group or a nonprofit? Any extra steps to take there?
Well, I would say, yeah, if you're responsible for other people's accounts, the stakes are even higher. So you want to make sure that everyone is using a strong, unique password, everyone enables two-factor authentication, and perhaps even more importantly, or at least just as important, train everyone on how to spot phishing emails and other scams. Because if a breach does happen, you want to be able to act quickly to change passwords and notify anyone who might be affected.
Scott, summarize what you think are the most important steps to take if our information is exposed.
Yeah, absolutely. First, check if you're affected. So use those tools like Have I Been Pwned to see if your information was actually exposed. Change your passwords. Update your passwords for any affected accounts. Make sure each password is unique. Enable that two-factor authentication, which at least adds one extra layer of security to your accounts. Monitor your accounts closely. Watch for any suspicious activity, especially on your financial accounts. If it's needed or you feel it's needed, consider a credit freeze, especially if you know that sensitive information was or may have been exposed. A credit freeze can help prevent identity theft. And that password manager is a really good idea. It makes it easier to manage strong, unique passwords from all of your accounts.
Is it just me, or does it seem like there are more of these data breaches now than ever? You get those notices all the time now, don't you?
It feels like it's every day. It feels like it's becoming furniture where it's just like we were saying, it's another letter that comes.
Yeah.
But it's because we're not really employing these easy tips to help, you know, the hackers know we're not going to do these things, so they're going to go after the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, very good advice. And if you miss something, we'll post this a little after 10 o'clock today so you can listen at your leisure, maybe send this conversation to somebody who you think might need it. The Surratt Show page at WGNRadio.com for that. It's such an important conversation, especially with so many breaches happening these days, Scott.
It's true. And, you know, I would say, you know, we can't always prevent breaches, right? But we can take these steps to protect ourselves. And by doing that, we can minimize the damage if it happens.
Let's get to the Genius Bar now and listeners' email and text questions for Scott. Let's see what we can get to today. This is a good one. Scott, is it normal for Facebook to ask you to send them a video of yourself to identify your account? Ever heard of that?
So that's a very good question. Yes, I've heard of it. Yes, it's real. It's not a, well, it could be a scam, but let's say it this way. Facebook does do that. So put that aside for a second. I do not like it. I think it's a scary thing, but it is Facebook trying to figure out if it is actually you. So why I'm hesitant is because a hacker could very easily try to do something like this to you, but you need to make sure it's actually coming from Facebook. So if you are asked by Facebook, check the URL, make sure it's Facebook.com, make sure it's actually coming from Facebook before you agree to do something. So it is like the last resort of something that they require. Sometimes they might come to you and say, send us a copy of your ID with the most important details blacked out. I've had that happen to me in the past. But this is usually if something really bad happens where you're traveling internationally and someone tries to get into your account, or they don't know you're traveling and they think someone overseas is trying to get your account. It's usually the last step that you get in terms of severity from Facebook.
Good to know. And those notices you get about your iCloud being full, and we've talked to Steve Burness of the Better Business Bureau about those. Sometimes that's a scam. They want you to click on a link that you shouldn't click on. But yeah, if your iCloud really is full, your storage is full, this would be a good reminder again. What do you check first, Scott?
The first thing I would check before, that's a great question, before clicking on anything is go into the iCloud app on your phone. There's a bar that tells you how much space is being taken up. It even breaks it down into songs, videos, other things like that. If your storage is full, that bar will be completely full and it will say you're out of space. And it will say, here are options to add or delete content from this iCloud account. That's the first thing you want to do, because the minute you click that thing that comes in your email or text message or calendar item, because that's how they send these links, then you're already giving that person the personal identification information that you shouldn't. That's the very first thing to do. Go into your iCloud account and check it. And if it's in the iCloud account and it shows that everything is full, do everything within the iCloud app. Do not use the link, just to be 100% safe.
Great advice. Scott Kleinberg, we'll talk again next Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Take care.